to the Drive Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Miguel swings it to fly ball, right field, way back and right. Garcia to the fence, looking up, and it's gone, a home run.
Wow.
Miguel Cabrera with a two-run shot to right is 24th, his fifth home run in the last week. The Tigers lead it.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports Exclusive is driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik Jr. at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Matthews got it, throws. He's got Golden Tate, who makes the catch inside the 15, inside the 10, and he's biking away. He's into the end zone. Pack the bags. Start the plane. This game is over. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Get ready. It's now Drive Time.
Sweeping left side, 10-5. Touchdown, Curtis Samuel. And the Buckeyes win it in overtime. A game that they trailed by 10 points to give Ohio State a 30-27 victory over the University of Michigan.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocked the shot. Then Gretzky in. 3-0.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it. DeMarco, 15 feet, 4 inches, center of cup, President's Cup to the United States.
All right, everybody, how are you? Another edition of Drive Time. We're up here at the Superstore. Glad to have you on board. Well, of course, the big news last night right here is a member of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. The Lions win and win big over the New York Giants. Kind of funny watching that and spending some time in New York. The Jets were supposed to be the team that looked inadequate and couldn't play the game. The Giants had a little bit of that last night as well, but a lot of their problems was the team from up north, the Detroit Lions. So hats off to the Lions. They beat the Giants. I'll touch on that in a couple of more moments. But first, want to set up the show. As always, this show is driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. We are in the showroom tonight, the mothership. Glad to have you on board. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com as the Jeep Celebration sale is right here at the Superstore. You're tuned to ESPN 106.5. The Ticket, this show driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. 5:15 tonight, Rob Oller will join us. Rob is with the Columbus Dispatch, columnist, covers the Ohio State Buckeyes, has written a lot of golf in his day as well. So Rob Oller will join us at 5:15 tonight. 5:35, University of Toledo receiver Cody Thompson will join us. Rockets, of course, coming off that unbelievable 54-51 win over Tulsa, getting ready this week to take on number 14, Miami, and preparing for that today at the Glass Bowl. A big game, not only for Logan Woodside, but Cody Thompson. 9 receptions, 178 yards as the Rockets move to 3-0. Matt Stafford last night certainly did look like the $135 million man. That's 27 mil a year, by the way. Just for the heck of it last night, I went tax brackets, tried to figure out what he was responsible for on the tax side of things. I kind of figured this out. Each game check, which the players receive the day of the game for 16 regular season games, $27 million put him in per year. Put him in the tax bracket about 40%. After all the math and everything else, deductions, tax, state, local, the whole thing, game check, $1 million for Matt Stafford each week. And I'll tell you this, he was worth every penny of it last night to Detroit Lion fans. 15 for 21, 122 yards, a couple of touchdowns. But I got to tell you, the thing that impressed me last night about Matt Stafford was his toughness, his ability to throw on the run, to find receivers. He just was absolutely outstanding last night, Matt Stafford for the Detroit Lions. Still got to get the running game going, this Detroit Lions team. Abdullah, 17 carries for 86 yards. The receivers pretty good last night. Golden Tate, not bad. Riddick was pretty good out of the backfield. Galladay only had one catch last night, so he kind of came back to earth a little bit. Marvin Jones, very good as well. You know, Matt Prater, unbelievable. One of the most, I guess, colorful field goals that I've seen in a while last night. 56-yarder that kind of went off of off of the upright as well, banged around and got over the goalpost. And again, a big 56-yarder by Matt Prater. Lions were very good. They're 2-0. They're the only team in the North to be undefeated. Ziggy Ansah, absolutely unbelievable, putting pressure on Eli Manning, who, by the way, was kind of, I don't want to say lit up, but they certainly, in the press conference, the New York Giants head coach kind of gave it a little bit to Eli Manning in kind of a sideway type situation. We're going to have to see how that plays out. But the New York Giants really just inept. I hate to say this for Lion fans. They almost look like some of the Detroit Lion contingent teams of the past. But a big win for the Lions to move to 2-0. This is a team that, I don't know, they're starting to look like a team that knows how to win a little bit. And as always, with the Lions, we're not going to get too carried away with this whole situation. So Buckeyes, again, at 5:15 with Rob Aller, a tour championship as well. I want to touch on that. Cody Thompson comes up. Rockets, a wide receiver. Number 14, Miami. They've been practicing, by the way, in Orlando because of the damage to their complex, but again, folks starting to move back on campus slowly but surely down in Miami. All right, everybody, this is Drive Time, driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mihalik. We will have the TAS Electronics updates coming up towards the bottom of the hour. Again, this show driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mihalik. All the guests appear on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. By the way, to the 25th of September, large mac and cheese pizza, $6.99. Great deal. Back with Rob Aller after this timeout.
Talking local sports, it's Drive Time on Toledo's sports leader, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
Oh, all right, everybody. Welcome back to Drive Time. Glad to have you on board. This is ESPN 106.5. The Ticket, home of the Lions, who won last night, home of the Michigan Wolverines, of course, over on the 98.3 Nash Icon, and of course, home of your Ohio State Buckeyes, who are 2-1. Cody Thompson coming up at 5:35 tonight, University of Toledo wide receiver, had 9 receptions, 178 yards. Rockets moved to 3-0 with a 54-51 win over Tulsa. They go down to Miami to play the number 14 Hurricanes this week. Joining us now from Columbus, columnist for the Columbus Dispatch, who we normally call on Majors Week when it comes to golf, but we thought we'd talk some Ohio State football. Rob Aller joins us of the Dispatch. Hello, Rob. How are you?
Mike, doing great. How about you?
Very good. Thank you. Hey, I read your story this week. I thought it was good, and I thought you had a great question for Urban Meyer as well, talking about, you know, the pursuit of perfection, which I think everybody starts out, especially Ohio State fans and folks that expect that out of the program. I thought your question to Urban, how does he view it now? He says he's simmered down a little bit. I don't know if I believe all of that, but I thought it was a great question, great perception. As the Buckeyes now with a win over Army, then they got, of course, Rutgers, Maryland, Nebraska teams they probably should roll through. So we're kind of in that portion of the season where a little bit of the excitement and glitz is gone.
Mike, you know how this works. Everybody loves a swimming pool till it springs a leak, right? That's the Buckeyes. Everybody's thrilled and happy, and as soon as something goes wrong, the knives come out, the machetes, they start hacking away. The media is somewhat guilty. We start nitpicking a little bit. It's just the way the game works, especially at Ohio State. And you know, you talked about Urban Meyer maybe mellowing a little bit, how he's a changed person from where he is in Florida. Even that gets scrutinized from the standpoint I have had fans and people wonder, ask me, is Urban too soft now? Is Urban mellowed too much? So everything gets under the microscope. I don't think he's mellowed. But there are some interesting things that are happening in Columbus with the program in terms of Urban hiring friends and buddies, which he never used to do. So that sort of raises a red flag to some people that he's sort of insulating himself, and it's about comfort now. I'm not sure I buy all that, but that's out there.
No, it is out there, and it's not surprising. You've been down there for a long time. Certainly doesn't surprise me, but listen, it will raise some eyebrows, no doubt about it. Listen, I'm a big JT Barrett fan, always have been, love everything about him. But I have to tell you, watching the Army game on Saturday, Dwayne Haskins has an absolute cannon, and the first thing you think of is Cardale Jones. So I guess that story of when he is going to play, Joe Burrow, I guess, back today as well, cleared to practice. So this quarterback situation, a little bit of a controversy, or a big controversy, I guess, down in Columbus, not going anyplace soon.
No, it's not. I think you've got UNLV coming up. That should be, I say should because you just never know with the Buckeyes, but should be a big win. Rutgers after that, which might be an easier win. You've got Maryland, it's a little tougher, and you have after Maryland at Nebraska, which is a road game. Not sure the Huskers are kind of legit. I think they might have a little fraudulent in them. It's the chaos going on in Lincoln right now. And then they get a bye, and then that's when we'll really know. When they come out of that bye week and play Penn State, JT Barrett is going to be the quarterback at least through the bye and through Penn State. There's no doubt about it. And my guess is he's the quarterback all the way through. They'll give Haskins and Burrow a little bit of help, especially in these next few games when the outcome's been decided probably by the fourth quarter. And that's how they'll get these guys some reps. And, I think they'll probably want to groom him for next year, but JT's the guy unless injury happens. You know, I'm not going to wish that on him, obviously, but, I think he's the guy. Urban's made that pretty clear, even though Buckeye Nation would love to see some among Buckeye Nation would like to see a little, change here and there.
Rob Aller joins us here on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients that you can trust. What else are they working on down there? I mean, a couple of things that I noted, punt returns don't seem – listen, this is a team that everybody expects, me included. I tell people I don't openly root for a lot of teams, but I'm a Buckeye fan. I'm a Detroit Tiger fan. I'm a Detroit Lions fan. I'm a good big-time fan of a guy you've written a lot about, Jack. So, listen, I got some favorites and always have had the explosiveness of this Ohio State team with – all the five-star and four-star guys they've had, punt returns and kickoff returns and deep balls. We're still kind of looking for some of that and haven't seen a lot of it.
No, I mean, you know, I guess to defend JT Barrett on this one point, he has had essentially three, four, if you want to count one guy twice, offensive coordinators. He's had a lot of guys in his ear. I think, you know, telling him different things. Throw into traffic. Don't throw into traffic. Don't throw an interception at all costs. Don't worry about interceptions. You know, so I think he's still a good decision maker. And if you go way back to when he first started 2014, the word to describe him was distributor. That's what he was. He was a distributor. So he's not the kind of guy that's really going to win the game. He's going to get the ball to different pieces, and that's where they've struggled. They brought Kevin Wilson in from Indiana. I don't think he and Urban have meshed quite yet. I thought they looked a little better against second half against Army, but what does that say? Because you know, Army got worn down just as Indiana did in the first game. So I think by the time the, quote, real games come, Penn State, you know, going to Michigan, I think this team will know a lot more about this team, and I expect them to be better.
Rob, you mentioned Penn State. You mentioned Michigan. Of course, the Northern Illinois win over Nebraska. You touched on Nebraska. Anything early here with, you know, in the Big Ten? Listen, I understand teams haven't gone head-to-head yet, but anything? I know how you guys think. You're thinking ahead in your columns and what you might be writing, who knows, a month down the road. Any observations in the Big Ten this year to you that you find interesting?
Well, one surprise, well, couple. One, Purdue is much better than I thought they'd be, and you have to point to coaching with, that came up from Western Kentucky, bomb there, and you've also looked at Maryland, Mike. I think Maryland, you know, they went down to Texas and won, which shocked me. Not that Texas is great, Texas has issues, but still, Maryland going on the road and winning at Texas is pretty good. Maryland has a decent offense. Now, we've seen this before where we play up a Big Ten team, and then they play Ohio State, get beat by 30 or 40. So I'm going to hedge my bets there. But Maryland surprised me a little bit, and I think you have to say, again, Purdue has been very surprising. I'm not really surprised by Nebraska's free fall. I think they got a lot of drama there. I think that is not the program it was when Tom Osborne was there and when we grew up, Mike. We'll date ourselves there. At least I'll date me. And so Nebraska is sort of an afterthought, even though the fan base is great. They need to get it together somehow, some way.
Again, everybody, talking to Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch. He is a columnist, writes a little bit of everything, kind of our go-to guy with golf. I'm going to switch gears here. Of course, coming up this weekend, the Tour Championship FedEx Cup. You and I, last time we talked, you know, we talked about the PGA Championship being moved up in the schedule. My point was, you know what, after the majors, it's going to be tough to keep me interested. Listen, I followed this through the playoffs, quote-unquote playoffs, going into this event this weekend. I will say this, because I love golf, it's caught my imagination. Nothing like the Masters, nothing like the Open Championship. I get all this. Season coming to a close. It reminds me a little bit of NASCAR with the PGA trying to crank things up with the playoff format and the FedEx Cup. Give me your thoughts on this, and especially coming up this weekend, Rob Aller. Any interest level from you that you thought might be maybe greater than you thought?
Yeah, well, here's what I like, Mike. You've got this sort of budding rivalry among friends. You've got Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, grew up, you know, buddies. I think we've talked about this before, actually. And that's keeping my interest, because I believe they're like 1-2. And if any of five guys wins this next tournament, the Tour Championship, they win the FedEx Cup. It would be Spieth, Thomas, John Rahm, I believe DJ is in there. So you've got these guys vying, and they're the best in golf. Sometimes you get some guys thrown into this top thing, and it's like, who's he or how could he be up there? Not this year. You've got the cream of the crop going for the $10 million, and that's keeping me interested. It's not just these other guys. It's the guys.
Again, talking to Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch. Rob, anything else in the next, I don't know, week or so that we can go online and read your stories? What are you working on?
Well, I've got some stuff going on upcoming opponents for the Buckeyes. I've got really writing something about the Redcoats in Ohio Stadium. If you've been down there, Mike, they're kind of famous. And so who are these guys? Just a kind of a fun little story. So there's that, looking ahead to the playoffs, baseball playoffs, and of course the Blue Jackets are opening up, so we'll be all over that.
Hey, Indians, holy smokes. Did you get up to Progressive at all to cover anything up there?
Yeah, I've been up there recently, and, you know, Tito, the manager up there, he is just outstanding. I think he's probably the best in baseball. This is a team that is, I thought they might drop off after last year, but they're a confident bunch. Tito's got them believing. And look out. And their pitching is A+. So if they can keep that going, you know, it's baseball. You could lose in the first round. But I can see them getting back to the World Series and then having a challenge what they once they get there. But at least they would have a shot.
Hey, you know what? You talked about age a little bit in certain eras. The Indians might get a little bit of a test. They're out on the coast taking on the Angels, who are fighting for a wild card spot behind the Yankees and the surprising Minnesota Twins. So I don't know. We get the Indians here in the Toledo area as well, along with the Tigers. But a little bit of a test for Tito and his club out west against a team. We were calling them the Detroit Mud Hens for a while, but the Angels got a lot to play for, of course, with Trout and Upton over there now. So good stuff. Hey, listen, thanks for coming on. Great hearing your voice. Appreciate you, again, taking the time. Rob, thanks.
Anytime, Mike. Thanks.
Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch, talking a little bit of everything, mostly Buckeye football. We are in that area. I had it written down. It's funny. He touched on it. Now you're on to UNLV, Rutgers, Maryland, Nebraska. You know, pretty soon Penn State, pretty soon Michigan, some tests down the road. But, wow, still waiting for some explosive performances from some of these, quote, you know, blue chippers. I mean, we have blue chippers that can't get open downfield, running up, you know, up and down the field against guys that are not blue chippers. Somebody's got to get open. I think JT Barrett's taking a little bit of the brunt of the blame on this thing. But I will say this, this is this Dwayne Hawkins was throwing BBs out there against Army late in the game. All right, everybody, again, thanks to columnist Rob Aller of the Columbus Dispatch, all the guests appear on the Vito's Pizza phone line. By the way, through the 25th of September, large mac and cheese pizza, $6.99, medium, $5.99, no coupon needed. That's Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. By the way, TAS Electronics update coming, a little sports, a little weather. Traffic is always brought to you by SuperFitnessToledo.com. Cody Thompson, he is a wide receiver for the University of Toledo Rockets. They're preparing for number 14, Miami, right around the corner. Rockets football after this. The show driven by the low payment gang, Ralph Mahalik.
Time show on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Drive Time. Glad to have you on board. Talk to Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch columnist. Talk some Ohio State Buckeye football and some golf, by the way. He's their golf writer. Talk to a little bit about the FedEx Cup and the Tour Championship coming up as well. Coming to you from the Superstore. The Low Payment King drives this show on a nightly basis. We are the home of the Buckeyes, the Detroit Lions, University of Michigan. But the other big story, of course, in this town, University of Toledo Rockets, coming off that big 54-51 come-from-behind win over Tulsa. Joining us now, a gentleman that had nine catches in that game, good for 178 yards, Cody Thompson joins us. Hello, Cody. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Thanks for taking the time. First things first, do you guys prepare any different for a team that's ranked than you would a normal matchup for the Rockets as you get ready to go down to number 14 ranked Miami?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's definitely a big game. There's no hiding that. A ranked team, a big powerhouse school like Miami, but we just kind of stick true to who we are and what we do, and we think that works best for us, so we really just try not to step outside of who we are.
Cody Thompson, known for his athletics, his academics, and work in the community. We salute you for that, sir. How about a win over Tulsa, 54-51? Are you a believer that a game like that come from behind, Cody Thompson, in that fashion, exhilarating, energy-driven? Does that carry over week to week, or do you try to calm it down a couple notches?
I definitely think it carries over. A come-from-behind win like that just kind of really brings the team together, offense, defense, and special teams. All those three units play a huge role in that game. I tell you, at halftime, being down a couple scores, there wasn't really anybody hanging their heads or hair on fire. I mean, everybody knew what this team could do and that we weren't out of the game. So I think it really just shows that this team is going to stick together through anything and always fight back.
Tell me a little bit about yourself and Logan Woodside and the other receivers as well. You know, well over 600 yards in that win over Tulsa. And most of your patterns and your routes, you guys been together for a couple of years now. I'm guessing timing's the real key for you two.
Yeah, timing and just kind of getting that chemistry down. It just starts really just in the off season, just kind of working on things. A lot of hours in the film room and on the field. All the quarterbacks and all the receivers spent a lot of time together over the summer and throughout the week, just trying to get everything as perfect as we can, and just kind of understanding what Logan's seeing out there and what we're seeing, and kind of talking to each other on the sideline. And just, I mean, our coaches give us a great game plan. We just got to go out there and execute. But it definitely has a lot to do with timing and kind of understanding concepts and where we want to be at certain plays.
Hey, Cody, I was watching John Gruden in his show last week, and he got talking about different types of balls. You know, quarterbacks that throw a heavy ball, other ones a light ball, you know, the nose-up type of spiral, guys that are accurate but a little bit wobbly. If you had to explain Logan Woodside's ball flight, what would it be?
Beautiful. In a simple term. No, he's got a great arm. He's got a great knack for knowing when to put some touch on the ball or really when to thread the needle and put some sauce behind it. He's a smart quarterback. He understands the game really well, and I think he throws a great ball. I mean, it's always in the right spot for the receiver to make a play on it.
Hey, tell us a little bit about Jason Candle, and not so much your relationship as Cody Thompson that joins us here, University of Toledo wide receiver. He comes to us at the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, that's ingredients that you can trust. Jason Candle, what's he bring? I mean, you played for a lot of different guys, Matt Campbell, high school coaches. Your relationship with coaches over the years have been, obviously, folks are different. What What's his DNA?
Yeah, he's definitely a really smart guy when it comes to football. His intelligence is through the roof. He's a hard-nosed guy. He's not going to sugarcoat anything and really tell you how it is. But in the end, I mean, it really only makes you better. He brings a lot of energy and a lot of great information. I mean, he studied the game for a long time. He's seen a lot of film. He's coached a lot of great players and been around a lot of them. I mean, some of them are still playing in the NFL today. But he's definitely a key part in this team with putting in the game plan and calling plays and kind of just getting us in the right situations to be successful. But he's a great coach. And, I mean, I have nothing but the utmost respect for him and this opportunity he's given me here.
Hey, Cody, you know, you look at Miami, you just mentioned that you guys have been breaking down a lot of film. I mean, the first thing I think of, and a lot of folks that follow football, is, you know, Miami's going to have a wealth of playmakers, guys that can make plays all over the field. What type of game do you anticipate here? 54-51 over Tulsa. Everybody knows University of Toledo Rockets, an offensive juggernaut. If you guys are going down there and be successful, and believe me, we're all rooting for you, what type of game do you anticipate you would have to play to be successful?
I think we just have to play a sound, disciplined game. I mean, we had a lot of penalties last week, and that's something we want to take off the film and just kind of, a lot of them were self-inflicted things that we can control, actually. So I think that'll be a big part. And then I just think it's going to be a hard-fought, aggressive football game on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. We're going to give you our best shot, and we're going to give you everything we have. Every down, every second until that clock has all zeros on it. But I think it's going to be a great game, great environment, great atmosphere. They've been through a lot. I mean, with that hurricane and everything going on down there, they've been displaced from their families and universities. So you definitely don't want that, and we wish them nothing but the best and just hope for a great game.
Hey, you grew up in Huron, Ohio, before I let you go, and I know where that is. I'm guessing you spent a little time at Cedar Point as a kid. But number two, with the Indians and that juggernaut, and, of course, DeShone Kizer, now a Toledo guy, quarterbacking the Cleveland Browns. Growing up as a kid, who'd you root for? Was you a Cleveland fan?
Yep, I was a Cleveland Browns, Cleveland Indians, and Cavs fan, born and raised, and still am to this day.
Boy, that Cleveland Indian. Any thoughts on that Cleveland Indian run that they had?
Yeah, that was remarkable. I wish they could have made it to a game. A lot of my friends did, but that was incredible, and I just hope they can continue the success throughout the playoffs when it comes around.
Listen, Cody, thanks for coming on. Keep up your great work in the community. We appreciate you taking the time, especially on a busy week. We'll be rooting for you. We'll be watching. We'll be listening, and all the best to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
It's Cody Thompson, wide receiver, University of Toledo Rockets. 9 receptions, 178 yards. He and Logan Woodside really have a tremendous, tremendous chemistry. This is a huge game. Rockets are 3-0. If they could go down there and pull one off. I mean, the last time these teams met, Miami of Ohio and the University of Toledo, was 1987. And Miami won that game 24-14. But this a win down there would vault, obviously, the University of Toledo Rockets in the top 25. So come from behind win over Tulsa. It was odd. I wasn't able to watch much of that game. I had my phone, and I saw the score, and they were down 21, and I didn't see the score to the next day. So great stuff. Big come from behind win. Rockets preparing for Miami. Back with more. This is Drive Time, driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Pohalik. Before we take the break here, how about this? ESPN, the ticket, ready to put $1,000 four times a day in your hand with 4K a day. Listen weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon, 3 p.m. to 6 for the keyword. Text that keyword to 62582 for a chance to win $1,000 a day. It's the 4K a day promotion, only from Toledo sports leader ESPN 106.5. The ticket coming up Saturday, by the way, the Monroe County Brew Fest at Flat Rock Speedway, 4 to 10. Tickets are $10 in advance, $15 the day of the event. Tickets include souvenirs, beer glasses, and 3 drink tickets. Again, that's coming up. Our good friends up at Flat Rock Speedway. This coming Saturday. All right, everybody, back to close it out after this time out. This is Drive Time. My name's Mike Miller. It's driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik.
ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Drive Time, driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. Again, everybody, coming out and see us where that Jeep Celebration sales event continues. How about this one? 2017 Dodge Challenger RT Hemi. $158 a month. Jim mentioned on his update, Mike Rojas out as the manager of the Toledo Mudhens. Might have John Wagner on tomorrow. We'll see. Maybe a Lions guest. We're not quite sure. Matt Markey tomorrow, of course, Wednesday at 5:35. But, I mean, it's pretty plain to see, in my eyes anyways, what's happening here. The Mudhens had a veteran team this year, older guys with a lot of minor pro experience. A lot of AAA guys there that had spent time in the major leagues, a lot of what they call 4A guys, by the way. And they thought a veteran manager and a chance maybe to put a winning team on the field for the Toledo Mudhens, you know, that might be the way to go. I am guessing with all this young talent and really the Detroit Tigers cleaning house right now and trading away salary and trading away veteran players, you know, they might get somebody in there. Now, Mike's had a long career. In fact, he's in Venezuela now getting ready to manage. He's a veteran guy. Now, they're probably looking for a guy that is a little bit more or has a reputation, I'll put it this way, of developing younger players, because I'm going to guess Toledo's team next year will be a younger version of the Toledo Mudhens. So I'm guessing that was part of it, but the Tigers make a move. They made moves at the major league level. I'm still wondering about Brad Ausmus. You know, it's funny, Rob Aller touching on Tito Francona there, the best manager, he says, in baseball. He's right up there. There's no doubt about that, but I've said this before. When you look at the managers in the Central Division, Ned Yost in Kansas City has already won a world championship. Tito Francona has got, again, this Cleveland Indian team to the World Series, and they're playing as well as anybody in baseball right now. Paul Molitor and the Twins, who expected the Twins to be in the postseason? They're not in yet, but they are certainly knocking on the door. And, of course, the Chicago White Sox are in a full rebuild. But I have to wonder, again, what Brad Ausmus' future is with the Detroit Tigers and the firing of Mike Rojas. You probably cannot, you know, really connect any dots there or say it's a parallel. But I got to tell you, when there's a shakeup at that level, you're wondering what they're thinking, a big picture. So I'm going to be very curious, and I'll be surprised, but you know, I won't be totally startled if Brad Ausmus is back as the manager of the Detroit Tigers. I'm not a big fan of it. I think he's an outstanding citizen. Anybody that caught 18 years in the major leagues and, you know, a well-liked guy. But let's face it, they have not got anything done. And just a couple of pet peeves on me. When you run the bases like that team, somebody's got to eventually take the heat. Detroit has been the worst base-running baseball team maybe in the history of baseball the last few years. It's deplorable. They don't know when to tag, when not to tag, don't know when to take the extra base, picked off all the time. I mean, it really is just an absolute joke at the major league level to run the bases like that. Now, I get it. Victor Martinez isn't a speed burner. He's not Ricky Henderson. Either is Miguel Cabrera. I get that. It's nice to see Candelario with some speed on the base paths as well. And Mikey Matuk, speed is something the Tigers really had to just beef up and get going in the right direction. But you're wondering if the Mike Rojas firing here in Toledo is a precursor to, who knows, maybe Gene Lamont out, Dave Clark out, this gal, the first base coach. You know, he managed in the World Baseball Championship, the WBC. So you kind of wonder what's going on there in Detroit. They're going to be younger as well. Is somebody more, I don't know. I mean, I guess Brad Ausmus would be a guy that, you know, you would think would be better with a younger team. He's had a veteran team. Very, very interesting here as the Major League Baseball season winding down. And I talked about this before. I mean, thank the powers to be for the wild card. Still a lot of things going on. Of course, the American League East still up for grabs. Boston and New York, 2.5. But Cleveland's already wrapped up the Central. Houston has wrapped up the West.
National League. The Nationals have already wrapped that up. 3.5-game lead for Chicago. Milwaukee still battling for the division and the wild card. And, of course, the Dodgers have wrapped up a playoff berth in the West. But, you know, a lot of games that still have a lot of meaning to them this time of the year. And without the wild card, that would not be the case. Jim, what's on the schedule tonight?
Well, we got it's Tuesday, so we're getting you ready for week 5, if you could believe it, Mike, already this Friday, halfway through the high school football season. So Bill Clark and the crew, they'll have the high school football forum tonight coming up from 7 until 8. And then the other programming note I want to make note of for everybody, if you were a Buckeye fan trying to find it, well, we had to make way for Lions Monday Night Football coverage yesterday. We'll be airing Buckeye Roundtable, usually on Monday nights. That'll be tomorrow night from 6 until 8.
Good stuff, everybody. Again, thanks to the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik, here at the Superstore. Another edition of Drive Time is in the books. We'll be right back here at the Mothership tomorrow, everybody. Thanks, Jim. Good job to you. Thanks to our guest, Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch, Talk Buckeyes. Also ask him about the juice going into the weekend for the Tour Championship and also the FedEx Cup. And, of course, again, we talked at 5:35 tonight. Cody Thompson, the wide receiver, University of Toledo Rockets, preparing for number 14, Miami. Tomorrow night, right here, Superstore. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.